This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show at the same time. Don't forget, you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. That is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And you can also download the TuneIn app and listen right from your desk. So there you go. You have all these ways of listening. And also, I want to invite you to foodforthoughtnh.com. That is our website. From there, you can click on the Facebook post and go to our Facebook. Kim is going to be keeping it updated for us.
Awesome. So I love Kim.
You know, upcoming guests and some pictures and so on and so forth. So, again, foodforthoughtnh.com. Or right from there, you can get onto Food for Thought on Facebook page. So here we go. And I know I haven't been here for a little bit.
I know, we've missed you.
Thank you. Yes. You know, I missed too. I was like so excited for today.
We had a snow day, first of all. So we had to play best of, so none of us were here. And then you have had some family things going on the last couple of weeks. And so we missed you. But Kim is awesome. She
I'm
did
sure.
a nice job filling in for
she loves
I
it.
Filled in for you and she filled in for me. It was good. She's awesome.
Yeah. We got a new puppy.
You did. What did you get?
Oh, my gosh. We got a brand new puppy. We have been talking about this for a while since we moved into our new home. And Daryl, you know, we have a little Molly, and Daryl wanted a puppy.
Oh, did he want a big dog?
Well, we did. We got a Janie.
We got
a standard poodle.
I did see something about that. I didn't see any pictures yet, though.
Oh, I'll show you pictures. He's so cute. So we got him at a breeder up in Colebrook. So we drove to Colebrook and picked him out, and he's a chocolate standard poodle.
Oh, I love that.
He's
like chocolate
11
color.
Weeks old, and he weighs 21 pounds. His paws are so huge. And, you know, he's a baby, so his like body's too big for his skin.
Yeah, he must be very awkward. Is he very awkward?
And him and Molly, oh, my gosh. Like, we were really worried about how Molly was going to take it because, Molly's the queen of the house.
Of course.
And she's, 5 pounds. Well, let's say Molly was not a happy camper we took him home. But
I bet she acted like she was 100 pounds instead of 5 pounds.
Oh, she does. She's definitely the alpha. She rules him. He cowls when he sees her. He's actually kind of scared.
I think that's so funny when a big dog is afraid of like a cat or something like that.
I know, right? But now they love each other. They play. And it's so funny because they chase each other around the coffee table in the living room. And then we have hardwood floors. So his name is Charles. Charleston. Sir Charleston Fraser.
Of course it is. And Molly.
Fraser is his dad. I thought that was like so cute. But he runs around. And when he hits the wood floor, he actually, he like I said, he's like too big for his body or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
His legs, all fours, he like, his belly. It's
that's
hilarious.
Awesome. Well, Molly has a friend now.
Yes, and she is happy.
That's
she
nice.
Is happy. So.
So while you were telling your story, Steve Freeman
is
graced us with his presence.
It's Hi, a little
Steve.
Busy out there on Elm Street today.
I know it's is because it? The weather is
yeah.
incredible.
It's unbelievably beautiful outside.
My friend texted me from Tennessee with like a screenshot of the weather, and it said like, high of 74 or something. And partly cloudy down there. I texted her right back. I'm like, high is 64 and sunny and beautiful. Nanny.
It's very, it's gorgeous. As much as I love winter, it's quite refreshing out there today.
I sat on my front porch yesterday with a big old farmer's porch, and it's, the sun was beating on me. I actually, after 15 minutes, I had to go in. It was too hot.
Yeah.
It was
never too hot.
You,
never.
It was hot sitting there.
I know. Just remember, 2 weeks ago, we had 30 inches of snow.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is not February weather for sure, but I am loving it. I'm happy. I know snowboarders I'm a former snowboarder, but people who like, skiing and all that stuff, they probably are not loving it. I'm loving it. I'm happy.
The snow's disappearing. I was supposed to go snowshoeing tonight, but I don't think I'm going to go out snow slushing tonight.
Yeah, it'll be slush.
Or slush-shoeing. Right.
Ba-dum-bum.
And how is the other half doing with the pregnancy?
Doing? Like do.
Like when?
Do on March 12th, but she works for a medical practice, and the nurses in there are like, you better be prepared this weekend because that baby's coming out.
Oh. So it must be, she must be lower?
Yeah, like her, you know, because it's radio, her whole anatomy has significantly changed this week, and the nurses have pointed out that that change is significant. And there's actually someone else in her office who has the same exact due date, and it's that woman's first. This is her second. And they're two completely different anatomies, and you can see, like, oh, yeah, that baby's, like, poking out real soon. So we think...
Oh, my gosh, she must be so excited.
Excited. Daddy soon. Equally nervous, yes, but very excited. I've got an incredibly wonderful support system. I work for the hospital, and I interact with the birthing nurses quite often, and they're like, we can't wait to see you.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's never... I got to tell you, you know, anyone who's about to have their first, it's nerve-wracking, and to wait so long in my life to have my first... And then to have the organization of a hospital behind me that specializes in birthing has just, I'm like, I couldn't ask for a better situation in life to have my first child. So, yes, very excited. Nursery's set up. We're bringing up a few more pieces. A friend and myself are going to bring up a few more pieces this weekend to finish the changing table and things we've had. She's actually being thrown a surprise shower or sprinkle right now. The third one.
Oh, good. You didn't blow the surprise, though.
Sprinkle?
Oh,
they
yeah.
call it a
sprinkle. You haven't heard?
Sprinkle?
Yeah, a sprinkle is if you already have a baby. Yeah. It's a sprinkle because they sprinkle you with just a few more things that maybe you needed.
Isn't that cute? So cute.
Yeah.
So a sprinkle.
In total, we're having four sprinkles. We had one at our house.
So that makes a full shower.
Yeah. It's a tornado. We had one at the house with family and friends. She manages two practices, so one practice gave her a surprise last week, her main practice this week, and then all my cohorts from the hospital next week.
Aw, that's so nice.
And I have to tell you, you know, in true Steve Freeman fashion, like, there was a lot of guys at my sprinkle. I'm like, guys don't do this. I'm like, what do we do? And it was a ton of fun because it was really just a big social event. And it was interesting because most men do not go to showers and sprinkles, nor do we have a clue as to what you get, what you do. So I'm like, it's time to turn the tides and include, and I've said this to the nurses at the hospital, there should be more education and opportunities for fathers. It's yes, I understand the woman gets all the credit and is her, you know, doing a miraculous job in there, but the fathers are kind of left in the wings sort of mm-hmm. thing. And it follows through in the history of life as you look at how many fathers abandon their children and stuff like that and how many mothers do not. It's all in how our culture embraces it. I'm like, we need to expand to fathers to be more inclusive of us. All these programs are all for mothers. Dads need education,
too. But that being
too.
Said, you're right, but the moms are generally the ones seeking out those things, and the fathers, not all of them, but a lot of the fathers are like, yeah, even if they were there, they're not going to it. Mm. So... there are fathers that are out there like looking for opportunities like that and maybe aren't finding them. But there's other fathers. They probably don't have as many because a lot of people are like, yeah, not doing that. Mm. You know, I'll just figure it out.
But, you know, I do see, and now, like my niece had a shower, not a sprinkle, she had a shower, and the men were there. You know, so I think it's a little bit more common now.
Yeah,
I think
you
it's
know?
Time.
And,
yeah.
And you're right. I agree with you.
And there are other cultures I've learned where after birth, nurses will come to your house, and I think they call it doulas,
yep,
and give you advice as to how you're doing it and, you know, any questions you have, where they do it every day with 65 different babies sort of thing. And I've said to my fellow nurses, I'm like, I want people visiting me the first couple of weeks because I've never done it, and it's like, what do you do? And the reassuring thing, I took a class last weekend, and the nurse said, no matter what, you will figure it out, and after 3 weeks, you will know your baby inside and out and all its habits. I'm like, that was just a big sigh of relief. Because I'm thinking it's like a year of chaos and pandemonium.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. Well, so, you know, so really, probably by the next time we see you, you'll be a daddy.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds like she may be going.
Yes,
so
it does.
Very exciting.
And with that being said, Donna is ready, I am told.
Oh, boy.
So without any further ado, I haven't talked to her for so long. Hi, Donna.
Hey, did you miss me?
We sure did.
Did you miss me? I missed you.
I definitely have missed you. I missed everybody.
You've been going. You've been doing your thing.
Well, you know,
you've been sewing and cooking.
I've been sewing a lot. Yes, I
and
got a new sewing machine.
You've been boo loving on your boo and everything.
Boo loving.
Boo loving. That's what it is. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you got one, you might as well love on them. Somebody must have been loving on theirs too hard. They ready to have a baby. Who having a baby in there? Steve.
My other half is.
Steve, you having a baby?
Not me personally, but my better half sure is.
No, you ain't. Personally, you ain't having it. You better thank God you ain't. Just remember, just diaper the right end and put the bottle in the right end. You'll be all right.
I'll heed your advice.
That's it. That's all you need to know to make sure the diaper's on the right end, the bottle's on the right end. That's all the baby's going to want.
Part of the class I had last weekend was removing and changing diapers.
All you need to know. Just make sure you put the diaper on the right end and the bottle in the right end. You'll be fine.
That's
Stop sweating.
Right.
It ain't. It's a baby. It ain't like it's a computer. Come on, Dale. It's a
good
baby. It's a baby. So everybody's good.
Yeah, we're all good. Weather's
is it
great.
Sunny up there? Is it still cold?
It's 64 and sunny and beautiful up here.
Oh, you got on Daisy Dukes today.
Tracy does.
No, Tracy does not.
I know she do.
I still have my boots on.
It's okay. It's okay. You go on and do your thing. It ain't nothing wrong with it. You know where cheesecake belongs? On a plate, not on your thighs. We're going to talk about that today, but we all good. I said cheesecake belongs on your plate, not on our thighs. That's what I said.
Well, my plate's empty, so you know where it
might be. I don't care.
Is.
I got cheesecake on both places, but I'm all right with it. You know, I don't mind.
Which is why I do not have Daisy Dukes on.
Why not? You ain't got on a Daisy Dukes? I will buy you a pair. We going to strut them. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready?
Ready,
we are ready.
We're ready.
Ready, go.
You sure? Because y'all sound y'all a little nervous. It's not nothing to be nervous about.
We always
about.
Are,
it's
Donna.
Just, it's just me. I'm okay. I was. My mama dropped me on my head when she was little, Steve, so that might work. Drop the baby. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. Here we go. This is a public service announcement. There is a sweet pint-sized cuties dressed in brown outfits that deal with strong substances that cost $4 a box. Now, they only sell these sugary concoctions around this time of the year on every corner, every store. And I had someone even corner me at church, a Girl Scout and her cookie. Why, for the love of all that is right, they come selling these crack cookies. I bought two boxes in the mall. They got a kiosk with a register hustling. 5 to 8 year old freckles, ponytails, and knee socks should not be allowed to deal in confection in a box. You know you in trouble when they got names like Do-Si-Do, Tagalong, Minfit, Thin Mints, and Savannah Smiles. Well, they did have Donna smiling from ear to ear while I put some Samoas in my mouth. I know what you all thinking. Donna, girl, you always talk about fitness and getting it right and keeping it tight. Well, I'm about to fit this whole box of Girl Scout cookies in my mouth. I'm for girl power and helping a little darling achieve her dreams to be able to eat hot dogs on a stick or by an open fire in the woods so that her sash can be filled with badges like Girl Cookie CEO and Money Matters. So thank you, my little dealer, for my cookie fix and the recipe of the week. I got something on the stove that belongs on my plate. I'm sure you cannot guess it if you guessed a long, long while. So I'm about to run it down and give it to you. It's a giant Girl Scout Savannah Smile Lemon Mini Cheesecake. Here's what you'll need to keep Don's Delight's promise to always serve banging food with a twist of king. You need 2 cups of plain Greek yogurt, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, room temperature, 1 cup of sugar, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, a pinch of salt, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice freshly squeezed. Yes, I squeezed lemons yesterday. 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest, 2 boxes of Savannah Smile cookies. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to crush your cookies in a food processor. You're going to line muffin tins with a liner, spray with a light with a cooking spray. And at the bottom of each cavity, you're going to place about 1 tablespoon of those cookie crumbs. Here's a tip. You can use a baby food jar, Steve, and press it firmly down. That'll give you some practice. We'll open up baby food jars.
Okay.
You'll need a large mixing bowl, and you're going to beat together your yogurt, your cream cheese, and your salt and sugar. Mix it well. And then you're going to beat in each, add 1 egg one at a time. Add your vanilla, your lemon juice, your zest, and mix well until well combined. You're going to beat until light and fluffy. You're going to pour that cheese mixture into a pan. You're going to bake for about 20 to 15 minutes. You're going to turn off your oven. You're going to leave the door slightly open to allow your cheese case to cool for about 5 minutes before removing from the oven. You're going to cool completely on a wire rack. You're going to top with fresh fruit and a little whipped cream, and promise to always buy Girl Scout cookies with a smile when your dealer is in town. Keen.
Yum.
It was good. And I used that free yogurt, Greek yogurt, and I used that, what's that, Newfoundland? But it's, you know, that light cream cheese. Why do they call it that? What's that
Neufchâtel
name? What is it?
It's reduced fat cream cheese.
Well, why they got that new, what is it called?
Neufchâtel.
Neufchâtel.
Say that very well, right?
Because I can't even say Mount Nookanucka, right? Can I, Tracy? I can't say that right.
You missed that last week.
Mount Nookanucka.
I don't think there's a mountain called that. And she's like, yeah, there is. The one that looks like, you know, Lady.
Motation Tata. You know, Tracy. Don't act like you're on there.
So I told her it's Mount Unkanunik.
Oh.
Damn. Well, you know that Newfoundland or whatever, that low-fat cream cheese. You can use that and low-fat Greek yogurt. And get your Girl Scout on. Did y'all get any Girl Scout cookies yet?
No.
Why not?
Nope.
Because I eat them in 2 seconds.
Yeah, no. But you know what?
You got to support the sisters. You know, they out there hustling. Those are some true hustlers.
You're right. You
they are. They be hustling. That little girl cornered me in the mall. And she was just smiling. I was like, all right, you got me. You got me with 2 boxes, sweetie. And that's so she can eat hot dogs on a stick. You know, that's what they, so they can sing their little camp song. Don't y'all remember little Girl Scout oath? I promise to love everybody and all that. Don't y'all remember? Did y'all go to Girl Scout?
I was a brownie and then a Girl Scout.
I was a bluebird.
You was a
bluebird.
Y'all better go ahead and buy your. You know what I miss?
Campfire girls.
You know what I miss about Girl Scouts? When they had the chocolate chunk cookies. Y'all remember them?
I don't think so. No.
Oh my goodness! That was crack for me. I was hitting that. Some boxes was banging, but the lemon Savannah Smiles are real good. And it makes a really good cheesecake. So y'all go out there and support our little girls, Scout Troopers. Even if you don't want to take the box home, I think you can donate it to troops overseas so they can get that. While they're over there shooting up people, they can get that. So y'all, everybody's good. So I got to go because I got some Samoans to eat and some Tagalongs, and I don't care about no Thin Mints because I ain't trying to be too thin when I'm eating a cookie. I want to get my cookie and my love on. So y'all remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's gonna go get her some Thin Mints, some Savannah Smalls, and some chocolate chunks. Bring back the chocolate chunks because I need some chocolate in my life. So y'all remember, go ahead, support your Girl Scouts out there because them are some true hustlers. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
I think we're all speechless when she's done.
Really, she just never ceases to amaze us. Really.
I always imagine in my mind where she is, what it looks like.
In her kitchen.
Yeah.
And hubby is sitting right there.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. Unbelievable.
The energy.
She's awesome. Yep. I know. I met her in Grand Cayman. Who would have thought? I mean,
right?
No, crazy.
Fantastic part of the show.
So, listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Steve Freeman is in the house. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Steve Freeman's in the house. Wake the health up, America. And he's ready to have a baby any moment now.
Yes.
And we just spoke with Donna. So we always need to take a break right after Donna because we all have to just kind of like...
regroup.
You know, just, yeah, regroup. That's a good word. So what else is happening? So you were just asking me about Whole 30.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Yes. I would like to hear about this too.
You know, it basically is real food for 30 days. It's kind of like cleansing your body of all the processed stuff you may or may eat, may mm-hmm. or may not eat. No sugars, no, just, you know, real food.
Is it just food you that all of us can buy at our local store, oh, yeah. or is oh, there yeah. supplemental
no, none of
protein
that.
Shakes no. or fizz sticks or anything
no,
like that?
Okay. None of that.
So it's just real eating.
It's just real eating.
Okay.
It's a little stricter than paleo.
Yeah.
In that
oh, really?
You can't use honey and maple syrup and agave and stuff like that.
Okay.
And, you know, when with paleo, some paleos allow like some feta and goat milk, goat cheese, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, this is nothing. And it's basically to get your body, you know, like after no alcohol, no nothing. At 30 days, you know, your body, then we'll see if you have a reaction to something. Like, you know,
yes.
you can try putting
it. So it is a cleanse.
It sort of kind of
is. You're eating real food.
Mm-hmm.
So you say no nothing, but you're actually having a lot of something. You're not allowed caffeine.
No.
Alcohol.
I'm sorry. You can have caffeine.
So you can have caffeine.
No sugar, no stevia, no sweetener.
No dairy.
No nothing. Correct.
No sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited animals.
Nope.
No?
You can have anything.
So all the animal product mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. Grain.
No legumes, no beans, okay. rice, nothing.
So it's kind of okay. like paleo.
It is, yeah. but okay. a little stricter in that. Well, paleo, you can do beans. You can on this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
yeah.
lots of vegetables,
mm-hmm.
animal
vegetables,
products,
meat,
fat, oils.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
bacon,
I see you cooking up a storm. Uncured?
Have been having... Uncured bacon, nitrate-free, all that stuff. And yep. we get ours at petespaleo.com. It's the best bacon in the whole entire world.
Really?
It's crazy.
Okay.
We buy 10 pounds of it at a time. It's crazy.
Mm.
And I have to say, I feel, like, amazing. I've not cheated once. Haven't even had an inclination.
Mm-hmm. How many days did you say?
19.
Wow. Good job.
So let's talk about that, what you just said, for a few minutes. Because I've been telling... I've learned this over the past few years, and I just did a 30-day cleanse that ended last Tuesday. Lost 10 pounds. You girls didn't notice, but that's okay.
You're wearing a big sweater. You look good, Steve.
So when you do these cleanses, and there's other people, why are you wasting your time, your money, blah, blah, blah? Well, your body does get filled up with stuff, just like your car does if you don't take care of it well. What I've learned about the cleanse and what you just nailed on is you learn – I don't need that much to eat. I can eat a ton of really great food, feel full and satiated, and guess what? I don't crave the ice cream or the sugar or the sweets, and it's those bad cravings, if you will, that keep the pounds on us and keep us keeping our doctors employed. So whatever cleanse is out there, the 30-day, the this cleanse, that cleanse, I encourage people to try it because it's wonderful what you learn about your body and how little you really need to eat and how so much of what we eat is conditioned on desire, emotions, and addictions,
sure.
which we all have because we're humans. We are faulty as a human. It's part of our DNA. But when you take that time out to take care of yourself, it's like, wow, I can't believe how much food I ate. And how much weight I lost. And just today, mm-hmm. first day, I reintroduced coffee. I looked at my little espresso machine. I said, that's it. I'm caving. I want one. And since I had coffee, my stomach has I've not felt right. And I'm mm-hmm. like, could I have an issue with coffee or caffeine? I'm not sure. And that's what the cleanse teaches
yep,
you.
It does.
Go ahead. Like I'm having cough drops because I got a throat thing right now, stuffiness, whatever. And even the cough drops, it like my mouth is on fire tingling because of the sugar and the chemicals that mm-hmm. are in the cough drops. So that's what a cleanse is to me. Uh-huh. It's not this, you know, paleo, healthy, vegan thing. It's just freeing your body.
Yeah.
And what I've what I love about it is it recalibrates your palate to appreciate nature's bounty of real food and, you know, Doritos or a salt and vinegar chip. You're like, what is that? Even a soda. And you're like, you know what? I just don't need this.
Yep.
And if you stick with it, you'll find a healthy balance.
I've had two aha moments. They were just 2 days ago. One day, then the next day. I was in the grocery store, and I was going by the wine aisle. My Cabernet. And one of my favorite Cabernets was right there on the end cap. It was on sale. And I actually looked at it, and I went, oh. Like, I got, like, this, kind of like a taste in my mouth. And I just looked at it, and I went, oh. Like, it didn't even... It just totally turned me off. And then the other thing, this one I think is even bigger. I have never been one to ever eat breakfast. I hate breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. I never really could eat breakfast.
And you own one of the best breakfast places in the country.
I was going to say the same thing.
The other day I woke up, I mean, I've been eating breakfast. And the other day, not yesterday, the day before, I woke up and I was hungry for breakfast. Yeah. Like, I was like, I got to go downstairs and cook breakfast. And I've been doing dropped eggs.
I see that. Lots of poached eggs.
With some sweet potato casserole on it. So good.
Yep.
So that's like a big thing for me. So anyway, we are at the top of the hour and we have a wicked, wicked, exciting guest.
I know,
coming on.
Excited.
It is Bobby Marquardt, the chef at Tuckaway Tavern over in Raymond. And can't wait to talk with him. So please stay tuned. This is going to be a great story.
And then at 1:30, we have Jonathan Blitz from Alpha Omega. So talking about more healthy stuff and continuing that trend.
Exactly. We'll be right back.